It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get slots and blackjack and roulette and all kinds of casino games to play. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's time for us to begin our series. I'm looking forward to this, Dustin. It's become popular. We do an evaluation of all the players on the roster. In previous years, we've done it numerically. Sometimes that was a little squirrely because we'd all end up with all players from the same position or not so popular. We decided to mix it up a little bit this year. We're going to go in alphabetical order, which should provide some fun as far as randomness of positions. So, you ready to get started with the series, Dusty?
Yeah, we've been discussing behind the scenes doing this for a while, and I think we held off because it didn't look like we could take anything to the bank when it came to the 2020 season. So it was hard to make this type of commitment because we really talk about each of these guys in depth, and it's a lot of fun to look back at their recruitments, where they are now, and where we think they could be later. So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right, then let's get going. As he said, we're doing this in alphabetical order. And what this also does is it gives us a chance to look at some of the quality of players that have come into the system in the last couple of years. And the first one is an example of that. Akeem Beamon, he's a defensive tackle. He's a redshirt freshman, meaning he's got 4 years of eligibility left. He's out of Virginia. He came in as a four-star recruit. At defensive tackle, he was listed at 265 when he entered Penn State. He's currently up to 288. And the question right off, Dustin, is he a factor in the defensive tackle rotation already as a redshirt freshman?
It looks like he will be, and I think he'll get quality snaps. I don't think we'll see him play a ton of snaps unless he really works his way up a little bit, but we could see him in the top, in that top six. And I think there's an excitement about what he brings to the table. And, you know, he's an interesting player because he does have some good length to him. Was listed, I think, by all the recruiting services as a defensive end, which is where he played as a high school player out of Virginia. But he looked and played with the power of a defensive tackle. And that was my anticipation early on, is that we would see him make the transition. You know, Penn State has had some success moving defensive ends to defensive tackle. Most of those times were pretty visible because they were already defensive ends when they got to college. With Beamon, that transition started the moment that he stepped on campus. And you see what that yields so far. About 25 pounds that he's gone up since he got to Penn State. Never really a factor with Dwight Galton, those guys. If they want you to be a long, strong defensive tackle, they will get you there most likely sooner than later. And I think his skill set with that length in particular, you know, that's one of the areas where these defensive ends have had some success, is that usually they're a little quicker and they're a little longer than what opposing guards are used to lining up against. That could be Akeem Beamon pretty early in his career. He's one of the handful of guys that's going to be exciting to watch at this defensive tackle spot, because they've recruited natural defensive tackles and they've got a guy like Beamon who, you know, really could have gone either direction. A lot of young talent there, and he's on the front line of it. You know, he's the first of that next wave of talent, and I think we'll start to see that wave start to happen in 2020.
Well, and he's listed right now as third team, and typically there's at least a four-man rotation in the two defensive tackle spots. And as, say, I don't think it's wrong to list him as number five in that rotation. And with that, he would probably get snaps. And if anything happens to the first four, he's a guy who could jump right into the middle of that four-man rotation. So a very good chance that we're going to see some of Akeem Beamon on the field this year as a redshirt freshman. Now, I had talked about by going in alphabetical order would get quite a diversity of positions. By coincidence, though, the next man up in alphabetical order is another defensive tackle, Cole Brevard, highly regarded, true freshman, a four-star recruit, and I always like to look at their weight, Dustin, where Beamon came out of high school at 265 pounds. Brevard came out at 303 and is currently listed at 324. So he may already be physically prepared to get on a Big Ten defensive line. What do you see for Cole Brevard?
I would probably make the comparison to Fred Hansard coming out of high school as well. He came out of New Jersey, and you just can't really find a lot of these guys who are 300 plus pounds as high school players who don't need to completely tear down that 305 and rebuild it. So you saw him, you know, obviously that gain about 20 pounds on his official weight for at Penn State. We'll see. I mean, I think that's a weight that looks to me like he can play at that. Fred Hansard, you know, that natural strength, that natural big man power that comes from a frame that's like this. That's what Cole Brevard brings to the table. And I think for Fred Hansard, you know, he had that injury pretty early in his career, but otherwise he looked like a guy and he stepped onto the field pretty early. He looked like a guy who could hold his own as a young player. I think Cole Brevard falls under that category too. I don't think they're going to have a huge ask for him in the fall, because you've got Antonio Shelton and you've got Hansard occupying that sort of one technique, that big, powerful spot. But Brevard, I think he'll be in a similar camp, perhaps, as PJ Mustipher, as playing as true freshman. You know, physically, he looks like he can make the grade if his technique holds up and if he's able to kind of hold his own as a young guy at a grown man's position, then we could very well see him burn a redshirt.
And talking about these two players, one a true freshman, one a redshirt freshman, both at defensive tackle, it speaks well of that position in the recruiting there, that there is some depth there already, and there's more coming. This is the next generation of defensive tackle for Penn State, correct? They are doing better at the recruiting there.
And again, you know, we touched on it. We'll wrap up my biggest recruiting win series. Fred Hansard was on that list because of what his flip from Florida kicked off this string of recruiting. They've gotten a bunch of four stars, Akeem Beamon, Devon Ellis, and Aeneas Hawkins wasn't a four star unanimously, but Cole Brevard, Fred Hansard. So they've done a really nice job recruiting a position that didn't always happen so easily for them early in James Franklin's tenure. This was one of those spots that it was like beating your head against the wall. They just weren't able to kind of get over the top, and they did, you know, and I think you're starting to see it now. There's a lot of questions, but good questions, you know, looking at Devon Ellis and Akeem Beamans and Hawkins and Joseph Darkwa, Cole Brevard, Fatoma Malba. There's a lot of interesting talent in this room. I think Cole Brevard is near the top of that list as a true freshman even.
Yes, this was a position that we always talked about as a position of concern. That doesn't seem to be the case so much anymore. All right, next up on the list is an interesting player, Jaquan Brisker. He's a senior. He was a JUCO transfer out of Lackawanna. Highly regarded coming out of Lackawanna. Not only is he going to see playing time, not only did he see playing time last year, but he's also an indicator of that pipeline now that is going on between Lackawanna and Penn State, correct?
Yeah, I think in both situations, you know, he's a success story where you know, that pipeline, it's clear as day, you know, the way that they've gone after. So Anthony Wigan was in his class, Jair Brown, Norval Black coming in the 2020 class. They're in pursuit of another player or two in 2021. So the Lackawanna pipeline, it's clear, but I don't know if we can definitively say it's been a success. You know, I think Penn State clearly believes in what Lackawanna does to develop players, to get them, you know, closer. So whenever they do arrive at Penn State, they're closer than I would say the average freshman would be. We haven't seen it on the field quite as much yet, but I think Jaquan Brisker is a JUCO success story. We saw him play a bigger role as the year went on last year. He has real disruptive ability at safety. And that's something that, you know, I think Penn State's been fine at the safety spot going back to when James Franklin first got here. But you haven't seen these guys really make a ton of game-altering plays, right? I think they're the equivalent of the shortstop who makes all the routine plays back there and not a lot of splash. Jaquan Brisker has that ability, whether that's, you know, attacking off the edge, you can move him around, interceptions, big hits, forced fumbles. He's got that type of ability, and I think Penn State needs that ability from him. We are set to see that. You know, I think a lot of people would call him a real breakout guy now as we anticipate seeing him in the starting lineup. I think the combination of Brisker and Lamont Wade probably brings more of that game-wrecking potential than Penn State perhaps has had in that starting safety duo since Franklin got here. So there's some excitement, and I think there's some good reason for it with Jaquan Brisker. He'll be a true senior this year. I think he could have a big year for sure.
Yeah, when we saw his tape previous, he looked like a guy who can make those game-changing plays. And I think we saw some hints of it last year, the thought being, all right, another year on campus, now in the starting position. We can start seeing that type of play from him. And that's been one of the things lacking for quite a while, Dustin, hasn't it been? From the safety position at Penn State?
I think you've seen them play physically. I think you've seen them take command and make good reads and be leaders back there. You've seen a number of cornerbacks transition there. But how many times have you seen Penn State safeties really be a factor and be feared in the middle of the field? I think Penn State's moving a little bit closer to that with this dude they've got on the field. And that's no slight towards the previous safeties. It just wasn't their skill set. It is Jaquan Brisker's skill set.
It definitely is. I think he and Lamont Wade will be a lot of fun to watch back there this year. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we're going to look at a couple more players. You want to stick around for that. Some really interesting names in our next group.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.